KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Mina Kim. Thousands of people with marijuana convictions in San Francisco, dating back to 1975, will have their convictions dismissed or reduced. District Attorney George Gascon announced today that he will review nearly 5,000 felony marijuana convictions and expunge and seal more than 3,000 misdemeanors that were sentenced before the passage of Proposition 64. That law legalized the possession and use of recreational pot.
We believe that it's the right thing to do and it's a just thing to do in order to right so many wrongs that have been caused by the war on drugs.
Joining me now is Robert Weisberg, Stanford Law School professor and co-director of Stanford's Criminal Justice Center. Robert Weisberg, Prop 64 also allowed people with marijuana convictions to petition a court for review, but this step by Gascon seems to go further.
Yes, it's possible for a certain marijuana convictions to be erased altogether if they involved acts which are no longer even illegal under Prop 64. In other cases where a marijuana crime was actually of a higher sort involving trafficking or transferring and might have been a felony, it can now be reduced to a misdemeanor. If so, then a person could then petition to have that expunged. So it depends on what level you're speaking about. Either way, the significant thing from District Attorney Gascon is time savings. He thinks that the petition process, whereby people have to file certain papers, and establish certain moral criteria and so on, are just not worth the trouble. Probably almost all of them will be granted anyway. So he's saving the court and the petitioners a lot of money and time.
Gascon said today that he hopes that other counties will follow suit. Do you think that this improves the chances of a statewide bill to do something similar, or that even other states will take this on?
Oh, I'm sure other states will do it. California is, of course, decentralized in many ways, and you have widely varied attitudes about criminal justice among DAs in California, but I suspect some counties will follow suit. It may be that they will wait until they see how costly and cumbersome handling all the individualized petitions are, and that often includes complicated hearings, and they might decide at some point it's not worth it.
How much of a detriment have these criminal convictions for marijuana had on people's lives? What communities, for example, have been hardest hit?
Well, the most obvious effect is interference with employment. And if a criminal record is expunged, it's illegal to use it as a basis for denying someone employment. It can affect people at all levels, but if you simply look at the proportion of people by demographic category who got busted for pot possession in the first place, there's no question that it's disproportionate for poor people, people of color in big cities.
Do you think the federal government will come after San Francisco? I mean, the U.S. Justice Department announced last week that it's going to be tougher on states that have legalized marijuana. It's going to remove this hands-off approach that President Obama had implemented.
It's very hard to say. Attorney General Sessions can be kind of vindictive about this sort of thing. He's generally talking about states that have legalized. It would be pretty insidious if the Fed started sending DEA agents just to San Francisco to punish San Francisco for what District Attorney Gascon is doing. My guess is that you'll hear a lot of noise out of Washington, and they don't have the resources to do that, but who knows?
Stanford Law Professor Robert Weisberg, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.